Get money all day, get money all night. Sip my drink, ho, let's get right. Getting paid, I'm getting paid. Roll one up, let's catch this flight. Pour another cup, ho, let's get right. Getting paid, I'm getting paid.
Hey, it's your boy Tight. Can't say the Tight without the 1205. Know I'm talking about. But you're tuning in with Ray Ray's podcast. Kicking my boy Ray.
Yo, we back at it again. Ray Ray's podcast coming live from the beautiful downtown Dallas, here in the beautiful downtown. Oh, in beautiful Dallas, Texas. I cannot talk today. I can't spit that out. But hey, we're here. We're live here in Dallas. Maybe it's my stuff I did last night has affected me this morning. Who knows, possibly.
Stay off that rogue shop.
And we're going to talk about that in just a moment. I'm going to introduce them, give them a proper introduction here in just a moment. In just a moment, man. I'm just having a day today. But hey, thank y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in again. We greatly appreciate that. Make sure you're liking, subscribing, getting all those alerts, follow us. We greatly appreciate that. Shout out to all of our sponsors, Lit Vacations, LITTVacations.com. If you need to plan that next trip, the destination wedding, the bachelor, bachelorette party, the homie trip you want to go out, the girls trip, the family reunion, whatever it is you're trying to do, you're trying to get out of here, hit up my guy Austin with Lit Vacations. Tell him Ray from Ray Ray's podcast sent you. He's going to give you the best rates possible. Also, hit up Elite Pro Power Washing for all those power washing needs. ElitePROWashing.com. That is a website you can hit them up at. All right? Cool. So if this is your first time watching the show or listening to the show, here on my show, I like to pour back into people. If you're OG, you know, this is the time of the show where we do that. We say those positive words of affirmation, all right? So just in case someone told you today, I just want you to know that you're beautiful, you're loved, you're needed, you're alive for a reason, you're stronger than you think. Whatever it is you're going through right now, you're going to get through this. See, here on my show, Ray Ray's podcast, I'm glad that you're alive, and most importantly, don't give up, okay? So when hard situations come, hard times come, you keep those words in your mind. I promise that you can get through that situation a whole lot easier. Bet. All right. So let's get to this, all right? So you heard us talking about Rogue Shop momentarily. We have the owners of Rogue Shop in the building. Everyone want to give a warm Ray Ray's podcast welcome to Richard and Char of Rogue Shop. How y'all doing today? Y'all doing all right?
Good.
Thanks. See all the people that love you already? They love y'all. They can't get enough. Rogue Shop. Give us a Rogue Shop. But thank y'all. Thank y'all for taking the time out of your busy day to come be on Ray Ray's podcast. We greatly appreciate that. So thank you so much. All right. Richard and Char, let's start off. Tell us how y'all met.
You want to tell it or you want me to tell it?
You go ahead, Ben.
I think it's funny when he tells it, though. But
come on, Richard.
Because it's from his point of view, really.
Well, I was just out of boot camp, and I was doing my recruiting trip, and I was with another lady. We were in the mall, and she wanted to go to a store called Rave, and I was like, nah, I don't want to go to Rave. You know, it's a girl's store. I'm not interested in going there, whatever.
Yeah.
So as we walked past Rave, I saw Charmaine, and I looked, and, you know, I liked what I saw, and I was like, oh, yeah, let's go into the Rave. So we went to the Rave, and I just kind of, like, beelined right to her, started talking, and, you know.
And 2 months later, we were married.
2 months later.
Yeah. You dropped that riz on, you know what I'm saying? What do we say? You miss 100% of shots you don't take? Michael Scott?
Well, hey, we're almost at 22 years of marriage this August, so.
Y'all don't look like y'all could be married for 22 years.
Thank you. It's the cannabis. It's good for your skin.
Okay. And
that's what happens when it only takes you 2 months to get married.
That's true. We were super young.
Okay. All right. So we're going to talk about this Rogue Shop here, okay? So what is Rogue Shop and how did it get founded?
So we started actually selling some flour. My friend had bought into a farm in 2016 out in Oregon. And he was telling us how great everything was. And this was right when you started seeing CBD pop up. It was very, you know, it's still kind of sketchy. We didn't know what this was about. And he had sent some samples for Richard to try. He realized very quickly that it was actually a legitimate thing. It was healing his injuries from football in college and his army injuries. And so the guy was like, hey, like, take this pound, see if you can sell it around town in San Antonio, Texas. We did. And then my husband at the time was a petroleum engineer. So he was working in the field on the oil rigs. And I ended up driving my kids around in the minivan, like delivering flour to all of these CBD stores in San Antonio, like, you know, strapping the kids on the back, like rolling here with these, this flour because he was always gone. And then when COVID happened, the oil field shut down and we were like, you know what, like, let's make this the real deal because this is rewarding. You get to help people heal themselves every day. So we sold our house. We moved to Oregon in a travel trailer with our two kids, parked it right there on the field and just like started growing cannabis. And then we quickly realized, like, as much as we love growing, because it's an incredible experience, you have to like do legal stuff too. So we ended up like having a real brick and mortar and a website and everything like that. But growing is our first love and will always be our first love. We do continue to grow inside our store. So we can show people like the life cycle of a cannabis plant and so that we can make sure everybody's getting really good, high quality product.
And it never gets old when somebody, you know, from the bottom of the heart tells you that, you know, they haven't slept in years and have had insomnia or extreme anxieties or chronic pain. And they, there's people who like cry on your shoulder and, you know, tell you that you basically saved their life. That never gets old.
And their marriages, all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
So I've always been curious to why was it was cannabis was always considered a big no-no. And now that it's been come out that, you know, it does a lot for you. It helps you a lot. I don't understand why would they ban something that's going to help you. I never got that.
I don't know if you want to get in trouble because, I mean, there's like a lot of political stuff with it. You know, when you start talking about money and lobbyists and basically the marijuana industry is much younger. There's not nearly the amount of money as there is in like the sugar industry and the alcohol industry and tobacco industry. So, you know, if you actually start paying attention to statistics, the marijuana industry is starting to take a huge chunk of the alcohol industry and a huge chunk of the tobacco industry. So those people are continuing to lobby against us and trying to keep us, you know, in a corner so that they can still make their money.
So by what year you think, you know, do you think it's ever going to be possible that cannabis is going to be like just completely legal everywhere?
I definitely do think so. I mean, I think we've seen, I mean, gosh, what are we at, 20 some odd states now that have recreational marijuana in some shape or form. So I think it's going to be a lot sooner than we expect, you know, maybe in the next 4 years or something like that could happen.
I feel like you're still going to have that little bit of struggle with those considered Bible Belt states, like, you know, you're down south.
I think Texas is going to be last. Like, oh, yeah, be number for 50. Sure.
If there's another state before Texas, it's going to be 51 or something. Puerto Rico.
Right?
Something like that.
State's not even a state yet.
State's not even a state. I mean, Texas, boy, it's a tough cookie. We can't gamble out here.
Yeah.
But it's, for me, as I'm thinking of big business, as a business person, okay, why wouldn't you want to have that? Because think about this, you know, where I live about 35 minutes, 45 minutes from like Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. We go up to Oklahoma to gamble. Why not have that money here in your state? You're giving away money to Oklahoma, like, basically, and ain't nothing great about Oklahoma. Sorry. Oh. I apologize. I don't like Oklahoma. That's just me, personal opinion.
Having hook some horns. Feels about Oklahoma. That's right.
We're going to hook them horns. But, I mean, it's, I remember, like 2016, I remember some guys at a restaurant, I overheard them having a conversation talking about when cannabis first became, I think it's maybe California, when they could start selling from the different shops. He's like, man, this is going to be like really big business. And like, that's what, like 8 years ago now, and it's, oh, you're seeing more and more. Perfect example. I always give an example of my mom. She always said weed was bad. Oh, that's the devil's lettuce or whatever you want to call it. But my mom used CBD patches and stuff now, and CBD ointments. I'm like, oh, yeah, we good now, ain't mom?
Well, that's like the intro. Yeah. That's the starter
that's
pack.
That's because we had, you know, government funding the DARE program, right?
Yeah.
This is your brain on drugs, and they show an egg frying.
Yeah.
They got us young.
Bro, and Elon Musk is over there laughing like, okay, my brain's on, it looks like an egg, sure.
Yeah.
Sherman and his billions are really struggling over there.
And, you know, we let all those commercials down, you know, Dare and all them. Yeah, I definitely let them know. What was it, Smokey the Bear? Only you could prevent forest fires. Sir, we are lighting up some forest. Not the ones you're talking about, but we're going to light some forest.
These are healthy forests, though. Healthy
trees, as Darrow would say.
Speaking of Darrow, you know, we had him on the show not too long ago. He did announce, you know, he had his new strain called the Ice Cream Paint Job. And if I know correctly, y'all are a part of that, correct?
Yeah, surprisingly.
Surprisingly?
Yeah.
So talk about that. How did that all come together?
Oh, man. So we, another one of our good friends, Law Nation, you're probably familiar with Law.
That's my brother.
He's an amazing guy.
Make sure you check us out on Wednesday. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know what day is going to drop, but every day, every week now, me and Law are going to be doing Cowboys Talk awesome. Together. So be looking out for those episodes, too. But I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut
Let's
you
go,
off.
Let's go, baby.
Let's go. Here we go.
Yeah, we love Law.
And remember, shout out Law, I love you, bro.
He has the best voice, doesn't he?
I told him, like, your voice is fake, bro. I don't believe you.
So smooth.
Then I talked to him, I'm like, bro, this dude's voice really is like that.
Yep.
And I told the funny story when I interviewed him, the first time I interviewed him, I was like, man, I've actually followed you for years. Then you randomly hit me up out of the blue. He's like, bro, I like what you're doing. I'm like, I like what you're doing.
That's how we found him too. Richard's been watching his cowboy announcements and stuff, and he like had been trying to like email him for a while. And you know, Law has like thousands and thousands of messages. He's like a local celebrity around here.
Yes.
So
he is.
Then one day Richard like donated on his show, and then he hit us up, and then we connected and started talking. Then he connected us with Mercy. Mercy was like, man, I know this guy who's really a cannabis enthusiast.
Yeah.
Didn't realize it was going to be multi-platinum recording artist Darrow. Mm-hmm. He calls us on the phone one night, just like, hey, this is Darrow. We're like, what? Like, we are on the phone with Darrow right now? And then, you know, we just started talking, and he started, like, you know, he understood, like, the heart of where we're at with cannabis and what we're trying to do with it and how we're trying to change the, you know, the way people look at it, the way people see the usage of it. And he, you know, he started really enjoying the way that we were doing things, how different we are. And he was like, you know, I've always wanted to have my own strain. And we're like, well, hey, we grow cannabis, so, like, let's make it happen. Here we are. Last night, we're, you know, at the Candle Room with Darrow. He
made
a huge announcement. And we got to hear him sing this song live. It was crazy.
That's dope, man. That's really dope. So how long has this process been, you know, growing that strain and getting that strain, you know, into production, I guess, now?
It takes about 3 months growing indoors, so because we're able to control the environment, and so it's essentially a perfect environment. Whereas, like, if you're growing outdoor, the flower is going to taste a lot better because you have all the elements in going into it. But that can end up taking longer because you're depending on the light cycle from the sun instead of a man-made light.
Yeah.
So it's been a little over 2 months in the making because we actually had already started growing the strain when we talked to him. So it just was like perfect timing. It was like a seamless alignment. The longest part actually was really us just like sending ideas back and forth, making sure the labeling was perfect. You know, the image had to be exactly what Darrow had because he really has such an artistic mind.
Yeah.
And he just had like this whole step in his mind, just we're going to do this, we're going to do that, and just perfect, so easy for us.
That's awesome. That is so awesome. And is it available now?
Actually, we kind of are waiting on Darrow. He's going to let everybody know we have everything ready to go. Everything's labeled. As soon as he says go, it's going to drop on the website, and everybody's going to taste the best flower they've ever had.
Yeah, it should be March 22nd. That's when he plans on dropping the new song that we did with them and the new video on Apple.
And it's crazy. It's been 15 years already. It's been an ice cream paint job. And what a great name for a strain, right? Like, ice cream paint job. Like, let me get the ice cream paint job. Like,
right? It was perfect. And, the visuals, Bianca just whipped up this logo overnight.
Yeah.
I mean, everything That's just dope. Looks amazing.
You know what I would do, too? This is free advertising for out there for y'all if y'all want to do this. You know, should have find an old ice cream truck. Put ice cream paint job. Like the logo of it on the side of the ice cream.
I feel like truck. You're like in Mercy's mind right now. We were literally talking about that at like 3 o'clock this morning.
That's crazy. Yeah. Have them like, hey, let me get that ice cream paint job right now. Open it up. And like, I think that would be killer. See, I'm brainstorming. That's free advertisement right there. Normally I charge for that, but that's free. But no. So let's talk about this. You know, you guys basically, you said you have a brick and mortar. Mm-hmm. And you also have the online shop. So how does it work with, okay, say for instance, I'm in Texas. I want to get some, and where are you guys located again?
So you can find our stuff the easiest at www.rogueshop.com. We can ship nationwide through our website.
Okay.
We also do have a brick and mortar in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. That's okay. A little bit of a drive for us Texans.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
So unless you're trying to escape the summer heat, you probably don't want to drive all the way up there.
No, we're good.
But luckily with the Farm Bill, the 2018 Farm Bill, all of our products are going to be federally legal.
So okay.
You can get them anywhere.
So what's the legal ramifications of like mailing, like from shops like that? Y'all can do it, but like I couldn't like say, hey, I bound weed and I want to send it in the mail, right? That's two different.
So there's like the legal wordage is hemp derived versus marijuana derived.
Mm-hmm.
There's a long story. I know you don't want to have like a 15-minute history lesson here, but basically, as long as the products are hemp derived, like the effects are exactly the same. The psychoactive part, the medicinal part, is exactly the same. We just have to make sure that we have a chain of custody of where our products are coming from. So okay. We have to make sure that they're not derived from like recreational states, basically.
Okay.
There's a little bit more.
And you have
to
have licenses to ship it and all that kind of stuff. We're USDA
certified
licensed growers, and we have a Texas license and all that. We can ship to pretty much almost every state legally. And, you know, we have no limitations to our edibles. Like there is in, say, California or Colorado where, you know, in a gummy, they can only put in 10 milligrams of THC in one gummy. We don't have those regulations right now. So when you were asking earlier about do we want to legalize, I'm like, no, I don't want to legalize because then taxes come.
Yeah,
and, then all the rules and the regulations and can't do this, can't do that. The store has to be this way, that way. You got to measure this, measure that. It just becomes
then
a big old pain
go
in the
up
butt.
Too.
And if you look at all the cannabis markets around the world, like in Canada, Colorado, Oklahoma, California, Michigan, all those places, like they're not doing good.
Okay.
Because anytime that the government sticks their, you know, nose in people's business, it never ends
it
up
never
being
ends
good
well.
For them, right? So as of right now, I'd say like all the states that aren't rec states actually have the most healthiest cannabis market in the world right now. So I love our market the way it is, and I hope it doesn't legalize because legalization just means less good product, honestly. And, you know, like with THC and products, 10 milligrams is nothing for some people,
yeah.
You know, just naturally. I know people that, like, say, for example, Charmaine, the first time she tried, she was like in the 30 milligram range for THC milligrams in a gummy, where I was like six. I'm like, you know, more than good enough with her. You know, she just barely feels 30, right? So you're going to have a gummy in Colorado that's 10. Like, what's that going to do for her?
You're going to be like, nothing. It doesn't work.
Yeah,
I don't feel anything. And then you're going to have that bad experience with cannabis.
Yeah.
And you'll just probably never try it again. You'll be like, that person, oh, I didn't.
And you know how the government is. They're just cookie cutter. This is the rule.
For sure.
10 milligrams. Why 10 milligrams? We don't know why, but this is what we're doing.
And I think I can elaborate really quickly. Like when Richard says he doesn't want legalization, he means in the current format of legalization. Because I don't want everybody to be like, don't come for us with
the
force. No, we love cannabis. What we want to see is we want to see it be available to us the same way as like alcohol or tobacco.
Yeah, gotcha.
To where you're of age, you pay your money, you can have the product, you can, you know, use it responsibly. The way it is right now where they have limits on how much you can purchase and, you know, things like that. Like, I don't really want to have to be like having my ID swiped into the system and all of my purchases recorded by the state. You know, they don't do that when you buy alcohol or tobacco. And that's really what we want to see. We want to see like more of a free market situation.
Gotcha. So I want you to break something down for me, if you can. There's a difference. I've seen THC, THCA, CBD. What is the difference between all those three different?
That's a great question that I feel like I answer that a lot because there's a huge confusion about that. So first off, let's start from the bottom. We have our cannabis plant. It has lots of cannabinoids and different components in it. There's anywhere between 80 and 100 cannabinoids in the cannabis plant. They all have different medicinal functions. CBD is just one of them. Mm-hmm. It was one of the easier ones to isolate in the lab. And so that's just why that one became the most famous because it's the quickest and easiest and cheapest. But there's lots of different ones like CBN and CBV. And it just, there's like, like I said, anywhere from 80 to 100. THC is the psychoactive component of the cannabis plant. We have those other cannabinoids, CBD and stuff. Those are doing some good medicinal things. THC is the one that actually affects your mind. It affects the way that your mood feels. It affects your sleep, all of that kind of stuff. THCA means the tetrahydrocannabinol A acid, and that is basically before it's been decarboxylated or lit on fire. So it still has the potential for psychoactive abilities, mm-hmm. but it's not psychoactive until I light it on fire.
Gotcha. So.
And that's what DeRose strain is going to be, is THCA.
Yeah, and so that's how we're able to allow DeRose to sell nationwide. And because, and that's important. We want to make sure that everybody has the opportunity to access this product. If we were just dealing with THC, that would keep us from being able to sell it federally.
Gotcha.
But once we light that bad boy on fire, we're feeling the same way as we would anywhere else.
Yeah, there's nothing sprayed on it. None of that stuff. It's just a natural THC plant that grows and is basically the exact same thing that you can get California or Colorado.
Gotcha. So let's talk about something here. You know, I hate what we've been seeing lately. We've been hearing, you know, a lot of people selling fentanyl and different things of that stuff. Like, what are your thoughts of people? Have you heard of anyone doing that with marijuana?
Oh, yeah.
I don't understand. What's the point of, how did fentanyl become a big thing? And why would anyone decide to mix that?
A lot of people don't realize that fentanyl actually is a common painkiller that we use medicinally in the hospital. It's actually part of epidurals in some places. So when used like by a licensed anesthesiologist, it can be pretty safe. It's just the fact that it's very easy to make, and a grain of rice can kill you. So a little bit goes a very long way. So it appeals to someone who's making that and trying to make money off of it because you don't need very much.
Jesus.
Basically what's happening is it's like 100 times stronger than what's the drug, the poppy?
Opium.
Than opium. So it's super strong, but it's super cheap. So basically what the cartels are doing in Mexico is they're buying all the chemicals to make fentanyl very, very cheap. They're making kilos of it, and it's so strong. What they're doing is they're sprinkling it on stuff. They're making pills out of it. They're putting it in drinks. They're putting it on people's weed and stuff like this to make it stronger and more addicting. So people don't even know that this fentanyl has been dusted on their plant. And, you know, like with the bud, like a lot of time those buds, especially if you're selling stuff like we are, the indoor hydro, the good stuff, like it's bright, it's shiny already because that's the way the plant grows. So when somebody throws some fentanyl on there, which would look like some powder, like you wouldn't even be able to tell. So basically the cartels are doing that because it's so cheap, they can prop up this stuff and make people addicted to it.
Gotcha. So quick question for you too. Your parents, and you know how our parents told us, don't smoke weed and don't do this.
Yeah.
What is now, you know, you being parents yourself now, like now how do you have the conversation with your kids? Like, hey, you know, free game, basically.
We try to be very still responsible with that. My children have been present for every step of this journey, you know, from obviously us starting to sell flower in jars from their homeschool room in our house in the suburbs to moving to Oregon, like learning how to farm. Our children planted every seed with us by hand. They watered those plants by hand. They tend those plants by hand. So, like, they're a part of every process. They do understand the changes that take place when you introduce psychoactive drugs into your brain, because it does cross your blood-brain barrier. So if you talk to my children about whether they'll use the product or not, they're like, yeah, we probably will. But my children know that our brain doesn't stop developing until we're 25. So they promise me they'll wait till then.
Okay.
And I said, hey, as long as you use our stuff, I don't care.
So basically, right, we see cannabis as a medicine, right? So if my kids don't need medicine, I don't give my kids medicine.
Understood. I like that. That's a great way of explaining it.
And I tell the same thing to some people. Like we talked to Bebe the other day, and he doesn't, you know, do drugs, alcohol, none of that. And I told him I respect him for that. And you know, if you don't need that kind of stuff, like more power for you. This is meant for people who need it. You know what I mean? People with chronic pain, people can't sleep, people have, you know, extreme stress and anxiety. I mean, look at the times we're in. Like people are struggling, right?
Yeah, this economy is not helping. It's not.
It's not good for the stress levels.
Yeah, oh boy, you do some stress reliever.
Rogue shop. Cannabis plugs into receptors that are already present in our body, and so usually, like when we're having this depression or the stress or anxiety, it's because our systems are out of whack. Cannabis plugs into these receptors and restores us to homeostasis. Mm-hmm. But there is about 20% of the population who is just naturally, you know that guy who's like always happy, like nothing can get him down. Like people like that actually won't receive cannabis generally because their receptors are already full. Their body's already at homeostasis.
I got you. Okay. So we talked about, you know, the main part. Let's have some fun now. Y'all ready to have some fun?
I'm ready.
Okay, let's do it.
So if this is your first time listening or watching or, you know, you're an OG veteran, we have this segment. It's called... Slow down. We just want to get to know you. This is where we kind of ask you some random questions. We don't know where we're going to go. We're going to get somewhere with it. Just have fun, all right?
With us, you never know where you're going
to
end up.
Right. You never know where you're going to end up, right? So... again, before we start this, I want you to shout out all the different places you want people to visit and go find out about Rogue Shop.
That's you, Richard.
We have CBD Plus USA Gold here in Dallas and Allen, McKinney, and I think they have one other
Prosper,
yeah. And then we have in Cedar, what is it, Cedar Park?
Cedar Park. We have Urban Euphoria in Cedar Park, J Hart. They sell some of our products as well in Cedar Park area, also outside of Austin. And then, of course, you can always go to our website, rogueshop.com.
Which is R-O-G-U-E, rogueshop.com, not
it
Rouge.
It auto-corrects to Rouge all the time. That is like blush.
A lot of people spell Rouge.
Grandma
Rouge.
Used to put the Rouge on her cheeks. That's where you're going to find all the products. A lot of the stores, they'll pick up a couple of different things. But if you want everything... in one, you know, one box, you're going to go to the website.
Gotcha.
And then we also have Instagram, Rogue Shop at 2020. And I think we have a Twitter account, but as you can
the
tell.
The Rogue Shop.
We don't do all that stuff. So
Facebook, Rogue Shop.
You said we should stick to the groin, all right?
You'll find us. I promise.
All right. We'll make sure we share the information. We can all find y'all, okay? All right. This is one of my favorite questions to ask on the podcast. I love hearing people's reaction and thoughts and answers to this question, okay? If I'm Ray and I'm the movie producer and I'm making the Rogue Shop story, who would y'all want to play as y'all in the movie?
Dang,
well, I know Richard would want Halle Berry to play me.
Why is that, Richard? Tell me, Richard.
For you, I'd probably do Alicia Keys.
Oh, I would love that. Okay. I'd be honored.
Okay,
I'll take that.
So I'll let, since I did, you can hit me.
So Richard actually gets, I would say probably once a month, someone thinks that he's Winter Soldier. From
oh my God, I see it. Yeah.
I get that a lot. Even sometimes Jason Momoa. So I feel like he could get some different.
I definitely see the Winter Soldier now.
We'll see who we can get, but I'll take any of those.
Most of the time, I get the.
What's his name? Sebastian Stan. I think his name is.
I honestly don't know. Yeah. I get pictures all the time. Like my friends would be like, "Is Richard on the Doritos commercial?" Like, no. If Richard was on the Doritos commercial, do you think he would be out there working so hard?
No. Okay. All right. So let's think about this here. Okay. You know, you just met Darrell. We got the ice cream paint job. Y'all collabed with him. What other people would you love to collab with and make something special with?
Oh, wow. My gosh, there's so many people. We have met so many amazing people. Just like this weekend, we got to talk with the young man who's about to go pro as a boxer.
Yeah, Joshua Jenkins.
We were so impressed by him, his attitude, his work ethic. Would love to do something with him in the athletic side of things. Who else, Richard? And Halia Bebe was amazing too. Like he just seems like such a smart man. Like really has a heart for people and just so well spoken. I just couldn't believe, like, I was in presence of this man. You know,
yeah.
He was just talking to me like I'm a human. I'm like, wow.
I mean, it's rare, too. It's rare to meet, like, so there's a lot of celebrities. I'm not going to say any names that are kind of standoffish. I remember the first real big celebrity that was standoffish to me. I was trying to interview one time, and it's crazy how everything came full circle. They had me video hosting in an event. First time ever doing it. This is like 2009, 2010. Matter of fact, I think it was a Darrow event too, which is crazy. Got to think about it. Or there's a Darrow. I remember it was like one of the Jamie Foxx's after party we did. And I think something Darrow was doing it. We had like a party bus or whatever. So I was interviewing people. Bam Bam from Robin Big. Mm-hmm. Shout out Big Black. You know, that was my that was my buddy. I miss him every day. But Bam Bam was on the bus, and a bunch of celebrities were showing up. Pusha T. I tried to interview Pusha T. He was like, basically, yeah, yeah, whatever.
We're not naming names, though.
Shit. But I think it was more of like, yo, yeah, go talk to my manager, like kind of like type thing. I'm like, oh, all right.
Like Corrupt said, I'm calling out names.
I mean, it's Pusha T. He probably don't even remember. Like, who the fuck is this guy? I don't know. But hey, that was one of the first celebrities I remember. Like, kind of like,
still don't
that
care.
Stuck with you.
Nah, I don't care, whatever. He's the first one showing me, like, I'm not hurt by it, but it's just, oh, shit. All right, cool. All right, bro. Oh. But yeah, it's cool to meet people, you know, that are really,
yeah, like that are still, like, honestly, Darrow, I mean, he's just, like, for who he is and what he is, it's crazy, like, how nice he is.
Oh, yeah.
Every time we get to spend time with him, we're just more and more struck by, like, the humanity that he has.
That's awesome.
Like, he's managed to retain that even with all his success. And I think that, I mean, that takes a special person.
Yeah. Cheers to you, Darrow. You know, congrats on that. Ice cream paint job. Happy 15-year anniversary. March 22nd.
Make sure I'll get ice cream paint job, too. Song's dope, too.
Okay. We're going to do it. We're going to have a good time.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah. All right.
Well, hey, I want to answer mine. So, you asked who we collab with. There's two people for me. One, he already has his brand, but I've always
Snoop Dogg. Liked
what he does for cannabis. Ricky Williams. Shout out to my boy.
Oh, yeah.
Hook'em Williams. Hook'em. I mean, he's like just a good cannabis advocate, and he uses it for medicine, and he risked everything
he did.
What he was doing.
He was one of the first ones, right?
Yeah, very brave.
Yeah, him, and then I would say, just for the intrigue, I'd say Elon Musk. I like something about Elon Musk and what he's doing. I like him, so.
Okay.
We like rebels. I mean, that's why we're rogue. You know, you have to swim against the stream sometimes to get things done.
So I know, you know, being in this industry, you've probably tried a bunch of different strains. What's the proper term? Strain or strain?
Strain would be like the name of something.
Okay.
The genetics of it.
Ice cream paint job is the strain name.
Okay. So you've experienced probably a lot of strains in this business. What are your top five?
So as an asthmatic, I don't smoke very much. I'll pull things in just to like taste them.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to have favorites based on the way they smell when they're growing.
Okay.
So my top favorite plant was a citral. The name was citral, and it smelled like lemony sunshine to me.
Okay.
Also, that was like my first baby. When we got these starts, they were like really ill. And so we nursed them back to health. And so it was like, you get like a bond with your plants when you go through like some trauma with them. So citral is a favorite, like Bubba Kush.
Sour diesel.
Poison. Oh, yes.
Sour diesel. I remember there was a big wave of sour diesel.
Sour diesel. Because it has like a cherry smell when you're growing it that really smells amazing. And I also love Hawaiian haze.
Okay.
Smells so good. It smells like the tropics, like vacation. You know, you like want to put on some coconut lotion and go do some stuff.
Well, I'm allergic to coconut. So
oh, no. I'm so sorry.
No, it's just a little bit. It's just raw coconut. Like, I can just break out really bad. It's nothing too.
Man, that's too bad.
Ever seen the movie Hitch?
Oh. You know, he's like in a sling. Yeah, that. Oh, was it a cookie or something?
It was like some fish or something like that or whatever.
All right. What about you, Richard?
Yeah, sour diesel. Probably my favorite. I like the diesel, the gas, yes. You know, the skunky smells. But really in cannabis, man, it all smells good and unique, right? It's like 80 to 100 different terpenes in there.
Yeah.
And terpenes are the taste and smell of something. So they all smell so unique that it's hard to have like a true, true favorite. But I like Gary Payton is one that I've seen in Colorado that was really nice. Had just beautiful and almost crunchy. It had so much trichomes on there. So I like Chem Dog, Headhunter,
and I like GG4? A lot of the cake. That was the first strain you grew. That was your little baby.
The Gorilla Glue 4. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Where do these names come from? I always wonder, like, who's like, hey, I'm going to call this. Like, where do these names come from?
All over the place. Like, you can make up names. And when you're, like, if you're a breeder, sometimes your name will be because you, like, one time we bred Hawaiian Haze and Bubba Kush, so we named it Hawaiian Kush. Like, sometimes it's actually, like, lineage, but like when we started working with Darrell, we had a new strain that it was unnamed yet. So he got to pick the name. And so he said, I want to name it Ice Cream Paint Job. So
damn, that's dope. That is dope.
Yeah, because once you've bred the strain and you send it out for testing, you know, it becomes whatever name you give it.
Okay. What if there's any anything that's like any misinformation about the cannabis industry that you'd like to clear up, what would it be?
Well, I got something that might not be misinformation, but something that people don't talk about in cannabis, and that's the, you know, makes sex awesome. I don't know if any of y'all know that.
That's why we've been married so long.
If if you've ever been high before, you know that when you get high,
oh, my mom's not watching,
you know,
this.
The music sounds amazing. Everything is funnier. All your, you know, smells, your senses are just, you know, amplified. So guess what that means for, you know,
everybody.
Sex.
Yeah, let's get back to that. I want anybody to know.
Sex times 10.
Let me go try to demonstrate later. You know?
There you go.
Put this theory.
Honestly, like I just felt like that. Cannabis really has helped out our relationship, like calm us down, you know, make the sex life better, like spunked all that up. You know, we've been married for 22 years. So for me, that's one of the things that people never talk about with cannabis, right? They only talk about getting high or this or that or hits hard. But to me, it changed our relationship, and that you know, makes me forever grateful to the
point. That's what's up. Shout out to cannabis, bringing people together.
Cheers.
Making sex great.
Hey.
Let's make sex great again. 2024.
I mean, honestly, sometimes you never realize it's sexing you better until you do it, you know, and you're high. You're like, oh, damn, I didn't know. Wow. Okay.
Let's go. Like, oh, I'm kind of motivated now. Like, hey, I'm ready to go do a marathon, all right?
That's so funny.
So it's been great, you know, talk with y'all. But before I wrap up, I like to always ask two questions. First question is, if you could give any advice to anyone, no matter what the subject is, what would it be? And secondly, what do you want people to take away from the podcast you did today?
Oh, man. Okay. So I think advice.
For me, my advice would be to be your own person, open up your own business, quit being a part of the system. We all live in this sheep-like mentality world. We all saw it when COVID happened. You really saw what people are and how people are. You know, we get in line real quick. So stop getting in line. Start sticking up for ourselves. Start, you know, thinking about being a free person, because that's what we need. So we need to start demanding that out of our politicians and our governments.
Yeah, hold people accountable.
So, yeah.
Start being rogues.
Yeah, yeah.
Seriously.
Rogueshop.com. Go Cowboys, too, while I'm thinking about it. You know.
Hook 'em
horns. But thank y'all. Thank y'all for taking time out to come on and be on the show. We greatly appreciate that. Thank you for delivering great information to people. So if anyone is, you know, interested and curious about it and still want more information, can they reach out to y'all?
Absolutely. We have live chat on our website. So if you go on the little box that pops up, is my picture. It actually comes to my phone. And sometimes I'll answer, sometimes Rich will answer, but it's us. So it's not like a robot.
No bot.
Yeah, so there's one thing that you can take from this podcast is just that, you know, we're real people. We care about what we do. We love what we do. And we don't, you know, take no shortcuts. So whenever you come to Rogue Shop, come shop, ask any questions on the chat. We're there. If we don't answer,
leave
a message. We'll get back with you. We love y'all. We want, you know, people to live better lives. So
amen. Amen to that. Thank y'all. Thank y'all for your contribution and helping people. You know, there's a lot of people that have battled things, and that's why the main reason why I say those positive words. Yeah. Everyone is fighting a battle every day that we do not know about.
Absolutely.
Please be kind to people.
You never know what they have been through that day.
And a special shout out to Mercy.
Yeah, shout out Mercy.
She's linking everybody together. Her Instagram is ask Mercy, right? Ask Mercy. Mercy, right? What is it?
Mercy, my mercy.
Mercy
together. Keeps us all like level.
We're like a family.
It is. It is. Together. We have like this big coalition now. Like all these people. Is
Mercy's
like,
army.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shout out.
If you're somebody that's looking, you know, for people to get linked together, you need to make more money. You're a celebrity, and you want to work with businesses and stuff like that. Hit up Mercy.
Yeah. Mercy knows everybody, so.
Everybody.
Mercy, my mercy.
That phone be buzzing, man. It be buzzing. Again, thank y'all. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having
us. It's a pleasure talking to you.
Appreciate it.
I hope we get to hang out more, interact more, and totally looking, you know, to learn more from y'all. And, you know, like I start off the show with positive words, I got to end with positive words. Hold on. Let me take a drink. Ah, mimosas are great.
All right.
So, I want you to get your swag on, all right? I always say you rub your hands together like a Birdman, all right? Tell yourself, I will boss up mentally. I will boss up spiritually. I will boss up physically. And I will boss up financially. Invest in yourself. It is Ray, Ray Ray's podcast, Rogue Shop. We're out of here.
Hey, get money all day, get money all night. Sip my drink.